go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Burlington on the Spot. Girls, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having us.
Today, we're going to interview the Kit Carson County Fair Royalty Team. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, everyone. My name is Chloe Mountmurrer. I'm the 2020 Kit Carson Fair Royal Princess.
Hi, my name is Emma Bonin, and I am the 2020 Kit Carson County Fair and Rodeo Queen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daily Garner, your 2020 Kit Carson County Fair and Rodeo Attendant.
Thanks. All right, so let's talk about fair. That's next week, right? Yes. You guys, what is your guys' job for fair?
So at the beginning of the week, we hand out ribbons to all the 4-H kids during all the shows. We just make appearances throughout the fair week. And then at the end of the week, during the rodeos, we run the sponsors' flags.
Nice. So you guys stay pretty busy.
Yep.
Yeah. So why did y'all decide to join the royalty team? What was that process like? Do you want to take it one at a time and tell me your stories?
So when I was, like, really little, I saw, like, all the queens at fair, and I always said I was going to do that one day. And then I got into 4-H horse, and that kind of opened that up for me. And then I tried out in the year of 2017, and I was the 2018 princess. And then I tried out this past year and got the 2020 queen.
Nice.
I've watched my sister. She was the 2020 Kit Carson Fair Rodeo Princess Attendant and Queen, and so that's kind of what inspired me to do it all.
Nice.
For me, I don't really know what inspired me, kind of all random things. I really wanted to do something different, and it just kind of came up. So I tried out in 2016 and became the 2017 Kit Carson County Fair and Rodeo Princess, and then I tried out again for attendant, and then I kept trying out until I'll be done. But I really enjoy it, and it was something that I set my heart on and was wanting to do.
Nice. So where is everybody from?
I live in north of Bethune.
Okay.
I live also north of Bethune.
Okay.
I'm from Burlington.
Okay, nice. Let's talk about with royalty. Do you guys spend a lot of time? Do you spend, like, every day at the fair, or do you guys get, like, some downtime? How does that work?
So, like, we're pretty much busy from morning to night. We do get a little downtime, whether that's 30 minutes or a couple hours, but we're pretty much there every day just doing whatever they need us to do to keep it rolling.
Okay, and so your age ranges are 13 and 16, so you girls that have done this before, is this your different? Is it harder or is it more demanding compared to your previous years?
For me, I would just say because, like, the whole COVID, it's been, like, a lot, like, disappointing not being able to, like, do a lot of the stuff I did my princess
sure.
year. But, I've had a lot of fun being the queen this year, and I'm glad that I got to do it before I kind of got further along in high school and going into trying to get college stuff figured out. So I'm glad I got it done this year, and I'm glad I get to experience that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say a lot of stuff has been really different. We haven't got to travel as much or get to experience other things like we have in previous years, but we're very thankful we have a fair and we get to experience that and get to do things together as a group at the end of the year.
Yeah. So we're kind of one of the only counties in the state, right, that gets to have a fair. So that is really cool. That's cool that we at least get to do that. You mentioned college. Are there college opportunities that open up because of royalty? Or, I mean, how does that affect those things?
Well, it's definitely, like, a good thing to put on applications sure. for, like, the leadership part of it, I would say. So mm-hmm. it's definitely an amazing thing that would help you out on scholarships. And
so what's your – you said leadership. So what's your team dynamic?
So, I mean, we all try to work as a team, but I guess myself, I'm, like, the leader and, like, keeping us all to work as a team. But we really just try to – enforce teamwork and work as a team to get our accomplishments done.
Yeah, so how much time do you guys spend together, like, in a week or a month?
I guess it really just depends. At the beginning of our reign, we would see each other almost, like, every week doing the homecoming parades.
Oh, sure.
Yep, and then we kind of took a little break, and we're together 3 days around stock show, and then we see each other every week during the summer to practice flags. Okay. The rodeos. So
what have been some big challenges for you? Like, what, like, you know, it could be practicing flags or whatever it is. Like, what are the biggest challenges individually? Like, have you had some learning curves, or you guys are all, you're just studs?
I just think with the whole COVID, it's just kind of been hard to not be able to travel and promote our county like we usually would.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably like the biggest thing that we've had to overcome mm-hmm. and get over. So
yeah, I mean, that's fair. Yeah. It's hard to be a team when you have to practice social discipline.
Yeah.
Sure. So what are you guys looking forward to?
Mine would probably be meeting all, like, the different girls if they come to, like, our fan rodeo to meet, like, all the different royalty that we haven't met lately.
So what's that? So do queens travel to different fairs? Is that a – oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, so. Promoting our fair and rodeo. So that's, like, what we would have done this summer.
If there was
fairs. So I think we're going to have a couple girls come to our rodeos and our banquet that we put on for them.
That's awesome. Getting some early networking going, huh?
Yeah.
So we've talked about your experience. What are your guys' plans for the future?
So like I said, college. So I'll graduate from Stratton in the year 2022. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to go to law school, probably, somewhere in Kansas, probably.
Nice. That might still be far out, but that's okay. Just, you know, even the school year. Are you going to play sports this year, Claire?
Yeah, I'm planning on playing volleyball and track and basketball most likely.
Awesome. How about you, Daly?
So I graduate in 2022. I'm planning on going to college somewhere in Texas or Kansas. I really don't know. Or Montana. That was one of my ideas. I'm going to get a degree in agribusiness, and then I plan on coming back and running for Miss Rodeo Colorado sometime in that time frame I have.
Oh, awesome. So that's cool. Building on these experiences. So that reminded me, too. It's really fun to hear you guys are from local communities. That's kind of what Burlington on the Spot is about, is just telling stories. So what are some parts of our community that you guys are, like, that you like the most? Like, what do you like about our small community?
I just kind of like how everyone knows everybody, and we're all friends and get along. And then we're kind of a farm community, too. So, like, everyone's a hard worker, and they want to get the job done, I guess. And then you just kind of see that at fair, county events days, and the barbecue, everyone coming together and just having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone have anything different?
I like how our communities depend on each other and support each other in many ways. I mean, you could have one problem, and there's many people backing you up and helping you and always willing to lend a hand.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, there you have it. There's your Kit Carson County royalty. Girls, thank you for all the work you've put in. I can't wait to see you at the rodeo. Good luck. Do you guys have anything else you want to share?
I would just thank you for letting us have this opportunity this year and serving as your guys' royalty, and come out and see the fair and rodeo this next week.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, girls.